Today's gospel comes from the third chapter of Luke. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds ask him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they ask him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also ask him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So that's the first thing you have to figure out. You know, in all these biblical texts, oh, we read the gospel all the time. Is this the gospel of the Lord? You get to decide that. Yeah, I have a couple of questions that I think you have to answer for anything, any reading, any just being in church. The first question is, and it relates to what John the Baptist was saying. He talks about trees, good fruit, bad fruit, cutting it down if it's not good. And then he talks about producing fruit worthy of repentance. Producing fruit worthy of turning. Turning is what the Greek word is, metanoia, turning. Turning. And John the Baptist is going to suggest very strongly in this text, turning to Jesus. And that's what we talked about in last Sunday, preparing the way, turning to Jesus. So in that turning, what does that look like? What does that look like? But the first question before you can answer that question is, what kind of tree are you? What kind of tree do you think you are? I'll just let you think about that while I pack these coats up for a second. What kind of tree? Are you a good tree? Are you a bad tree? Are you a good and bad tree? What kind of tree? And that's like the key question about human nature. And it gets asked a lot. And we talk about it a lot. And we talk around it a lot. What kind of tree? Are you, when children are born, are they good? When we're all here in church right now, are we good? Do we bear fruit worthy of repentance? Are we by nature good? Or, maybe if the tree doesn't work, how about the wheat? I've become a farmer with my birth family. I'm part owner of 100 acres in Texas. I don't know anything about farming, but I'm learning. I'm learning. And I don't know anything about wheat farming because that's not what they raise down there. They raise cotton and corn and maize. But this text talks about wheat and chaff. I always think of chafing and chaff, and I can never, when I read that word publicly, I always get confused. But the chaff, it's the stuff, it's the chewy stuff that you give to pigs. It's not the wheat. So, which are you? Which would you, do you want to be? Are you good fruit? Are you good Are you good wheat? Or is Jesus going to take that threshing thing in the granary and throw it up in the air and there you go. Are you a good tree or not? Lots of theologians, big names, have tried to answer that question. You have lots of answers. I think for Jesus, I think he knows who we are. Well, you know, I was going to say I think Jesus is Lutheran. I think everybody's Lutheran. Because I, you know, the Lutheran understanding is we are both good trees and bad trees. We're both wheat and we're both the stuff that flies in the air that's not good. So when we talk about fruit that's worthy, sometimes we have lots of good fruit that's worthy. And at least in my experience and the experience that I've seen of some other people that I've paid attention to, they have good fruit and then they have the bad fruit days. And I have those days. And as Lutherans, we would say that might happen back to back to back. That might happen within this hour. You might have some bad fruit thoughts. You might be having one right now. And I think that's part of the secret of the kingdom of heaven, is we don't change. We are who we are. We're humans. We're made in the image of God. We have freedom. And at some point, like our daughter who was born very good in this world, at some point when she was two, she was not very good. And then she was good again. Are you a good tree? Jesus, when he talks about the kingdom of God, the way that I like to think about it, and especially in the Gospel of Luke, is that we are the forgiven family of God. As we begin this church year in the year of Luke, and we begin thinking about in this Advent season, which is a season of arrival, of things coming, what's coming down the pipe, down the line? John the Baptist is giving us some hints. If you have two coats, give one away. Now, that's the program you probably want to go with because, well, Jesus just, we're going to hear at some point, this is what he says. And he says this a lot in all the Gospels. You've heard it said, well, my cousin, two coats if you got one. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. This is in chapter 6. It's coming up. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And for anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. It's not about what we do. We're good trees, and then we're not. We're good wheat, and then we get blown in the wind. That's how reality is, at least for me. It probably is for you as well. But we, because of what Jesus did, because of what God did through Jesus, we are part of the forgiven family. That's what this baptism is all about. John the Baptist gives us the preview. Come here, and get wet. And come to this new thing that's happening. I've got water, but this guy, my cousin, and he's not clear until chapter 7 where he says, Jesus, are you the Messiah? I'm just making sure. And he says, well, look what's happening. I'm healing the sick. The dead are raised. Everything that I said, everything that we talked about, everything that's been in Scripture is fulfilled. John knew. And that's for us, this baptism. With wind, which is another word for spirit,
and fire. God's workings in us ordinary people. We have Abraham, the crowd said. John the Baptist said, God can make these stones people. Because that's who we are. We're made from the earth. That's what Scripture says. In Genesis, we're created. God took up dirt, breathed life into it. Now the Son comes, Jesus, and renews us. He knows. He knows. And the message is, remember this, remember this. It's spirit, it's wind, it's fire, it's all the things that we talk about, the elemental things, the basic things that cleanse us and make us good fruit and good grain. So what do we do? Well, my favorite Lutheran pastor friend says, we don't have to do anything. It's been done. And so we're free. We're free. So when the question comes to you, what do you do? What do you do with all your coats? Well, I mean, we have an answer. You only need three in the Northwest. So if you have more than three, you should probably figure out how to give them away. And maybe we need to have a coat bank. I don't know. That's a great idea from this group, which is very wise, this group that I was sitting with. They know a lot of stuff, it turns out. But what are we to do? Again, I gave you a preview of what Jesus said. And then, well, it's Sir Paul McCartney, who is probably one of the most profound Lutheran theologians. Did you know he was a Lutheran theologian? All right, maybe that's stretching it a little bit. But now, I'm only saying this because I heard this song. I've been jogging and trying to, you know, lose some weight and get in shape. And so I'm listening to the 70s channel. And I'm jogging and it's going along. And someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. What are you supposed to do? Let him in. Right. And then he lists some people who he says that's the song. That's the whole song, other than the list of people. And one of the people is, besides Uncle, it's not Uncle Albert, that's a different tune, but it's Uncle somebody and Aunt Amy and Martin Luther is listed. Now, it's probably Martin Luther King Jr., and that was probably a name given to John Lennon, a nickname, because he was, you know, kind of that way. But it could have been Luther, the song said. But here's the key to that tune for me. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, Jesus says. What are you going to do? Do me a favor. Open the door to your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Open the door and let him in. Open the door and let him in. And we can do that because we are and can be good trees. And we can be the wheat that feeds people if we remember that we're forgiven, we're cleansed, that Jesus is with us. We can do it. We can hear it. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. Let them in. Amen.